All right, guys. Life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast, and I am your host, Andrea Epstein. Thanks for being with us today, and thanks for just choosing yourself. Our podcasts aren't long. They're super short. They're running around 20 minutes, and that's 20 minutes that you choose to engage in something life-giving and sustaining, and something that you can even like pass on and give to somebody else. And so like, just thank you for choosing you and listening to a podcast that we believe is going to offer this just like amazing ripple effect into the communities in which you live. And so we just love this platform and we love all of our audience who, you know, are just courageously choosing themselves and choosing to listen and engage in this material on the regular. So, and this is, if this is your first time listening, welcome. We are just so grateful to have you. All right. This season, we're talking about journaling. We're talking about a journaling practice. And specifically, we're talking about the journal that I created, which is more of a bullet journal and habit stacking and tracking. And also, on a daily basis, it really creates prompts and an opportunity for some introspection while you are working to change and automate behaviors and create healthy, sustainable habits. And that's what this is created for. It is definitely created for the neurodivergent brain. So no matter how your brain functions, and especially if you have a hard time engaging in kind of a free association journaling practice, a bullet journaling practice might be more for you. So we're talking about journaling this season, and we started going into talking about streaks and the importance of streaks as we build momentum into our healthy behaviors. Now, today, we're just going to talk about how to get unstuck. So that's the name of our show today. Get unstuck. It's tough. It is tough. I say this so often, and if you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard it, but either way, just pause whatever you're doing and come back to me. Listen to my voice. There is a difference between want to and willing to. Okay. This is so important to remember because almost everybody, I believe, on the face of the earth, they have really good intention. Okay. And they have this desire and they have this want. Okay. But it's not necessarily yet moving into the willing to, which is hard. Okay. That's where the work comes in. When people talk about quote unquote, I'm using air quotes, the work, it is shifting into willing from want. That's what it means. And when you engage in a journaling practice, you have officially moved into willing. Okay. You have moved from this area of contemplation, right? So I'm contemplating some change. It's in my awareness that I have some unhealthy habits, some unhealthy patterns of behavior. But now I'd like to move into preparation, a little bit of action, right? So when you purchase a journal, you're in preparation, you're preparing for a change, and you're starting to get glimpses at this willing to, right? Because there was an action you took to go to Amazon to order the journal, right? That was a moment of pause. That was a moment where you chose you. That was a moment where your desire said, today's the day. I'm going to buy that journal. Okay? That's excellent. It is a first step. It is something to be praised and celebrated. But moving into action is a little bit different than preparation, right? Engaging in this journal, not just once, not just twice, but on a daily basis, is for someone who is in action, okay? Which means there is the requirement to get unstuck, all right? And I needed to have this episode because the last thing I want on planet Earth, especially when it comes to the journal I created, is somebody purchasing it and it getting dust on their bedside table. That is not what this is for. This is for, yes, shifting into preparation to purchase, but then quickly moving into willing. And we got to get unstuck in order to do that. So I just needed to have like an honest conversation with you about if you are stuck, okay? Like if you have it, but you're not really engaging on a day-to-day basis, we need to like really look at that. We need to talk about that. We need to see what is going on a deeper, more interpersonal level that is keeping you from doing something that you know will be life-giving for you, that will meet your needs, that will take you to the place that you deserve, yes, deserve to be. Okay? So some things could be going on there, and we talk a lot about defense mechanisms. Okay? So there might be some protective things in place, right, that is keeping you from this behavior change. Okay, so there could be some protective parts of you that says, that just feels like a lot of work today, maybe tomorrow. Okay, there could be a part of you that's showing up that just says, oh my gosh, I've done this, I've done that, I've, you know, all of these things, and I'm just exhausted today, right? And all of that might be true, but this practice allows you to choose yourself on a daily basis. Okay, this is a 5 to 10 minute daily practice, AM, PM, or both, okay? And it has to be prioritized, all right? That is action, is when you create time and space around something and it says, mine, this is mine, my time, my moment, my period of rest, reflection, introspection, and growth, okay? It takes that. It is so freaking important. Some things, you know, we're in denial about. Okay, that's a defense mechanism. That's not something that we're going to be able to get unstuck from before you begin. All right. If it's there, you might not know it's there. Okay. It's not something that you know you're in, nor did you ask to be in. I will tell you, though, what I really love about a journaling practice is it will bring the light to the darkness. It will shine a light on the areas of denial. How does it do that? I'll tell you. So at the very beginning parts, when you start engaging in the plan to recover mini journal, a journal for recovery and self-discovery, when you do that, the first thing you're doing is looking at behaviors that you know you're participating in, that you are willing to address, okay? And so what that might that be? You might want to disconnect from alcohol for a 90-day period, okay? So maybe that's one of the things that you start streaking and looking at and implementing and setting boundaries around and just creating supports to make sure that that is something that you are looking at and not engaging in for that 90-day period. So maybe you're very able, okay? Maybe you are very able to abstain for that 90-day period. Maybe you go the whole 90 days without engaging in it once. Maybe you engage in it 2 to 3 times. Okay, fine. Still, look at how many days you were able to streak together that says, yeah, I can do this. And sometimes what happens in that process is other things come to the surface that you were completely in denial about and unaware of that have now become problematic. Okay. This is the process of healing. Okay. It's the process of self-discovery. You know, it allows things to come to the light. They move from darkness to light. And it's like, okay, well, I did not realize that I had this tendency to engage with food the way that I obviously do. And I didn't really notice because I was drinking on a regular basis. So it didn't really allow it to come into my awareness. And now it does. So maybe in the next 90 days, that's something that you're streaking, that you're tracking, that you're shifting your habits around, okay? So it allows for this continued introspection, honesty, accountability, and growth. And that is huge. That is how I believe this journal, and frankly, any journaling practice, can allow you to get unstuck because you are taking time to come into yourself. You are taking a moment of pause, honesty, and reflection, and things naturally, even the things living back there in the recesses of the subconscious, will come to light. And you can see it in pen and paper right in front of you. And you have the opportunity to confront those words and that message and that information and see what you are willing to do with it. So I just believe that it's okay to notice the stuckness, okay? We will all have tendencies to be resistant to change and to stay stuck, okay? It is the path of least resistance, isn't it? So yeah, give yourself grace. Notice that and continue to move forward by daily engagement with a journaling practice. It is just so healing. And it is something that I can say to you, but you will not hear it or truly embrace and experience it until you have done it. Okay. It's one of those things that, like, when you move to the other side, you're like, oh my gosh, that was so life-giving and so life-changing. You know, why didn't I do that years ago? You know, all of that. And I've said it before, I will say it again. I was not a journaler. Okay. I wasn't a writer in any form until just a few years ago. I was in my 40s. Okay. And it just was not something that I was willing to do. Okay. And I had a lot of, you know, defenses around that. I had a lot of excuses. I was, oh, I was too busy. Oh, it doesn't really work for me. I mean, everything. Okay. So I get it. I hear you. I meet you where you are. And I am asking you to engage anyway. Engage in a journaling practice for at least 90 days consecutively before you make up your mind about whether journaling is something you do or don't do. Right? So this is just so important. And you know, this podcast is all about breathing life. Okay. The inhale, the pause, and the exhale, okay? Breathing life. And I believe, I know that this journaling practice has done that for me. And so I want to now exhale and offer that to everyone around me because I know it's life-changing. And I don't want people to live a stuck life where they feel paralyzed, where they feel trapped, where they don't feel free to live the life that they deserve to have. Okay? So this is just very important. And we want to hear from you too. So don't hesitate to write in about your journaling practice, about your fears, about your resistance, about the excuses, about any areas where you feel stuck in you know, either contemplation or stuck in preparing, but not really like moving into that daily engagement, you know, we're here for you. We're here for that. And we want to hear from our audience. So if you feel like you are stuck and just really unable to engage for 90 days, then like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. We're here for it. So don't hesitate to reach out at any time. And thanks so much for listening. And if this benefited you, then it'll benefit someone else. So think about three people, maybe four, that you want to share this content with. And thanks so much. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great. iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.